Okay, so let's read the Pesukim. Zachar, remember. Now the word Zachar, besides meaning to remember, the word Zachar means to mention it, to say it, to speak it out. Zachreyu b'peh. It says Zachar es yom haShabbos l'kadshoy. Chazal darshan l'chiv d'arais of Kiddush because Zachreyu b'peh. So Zachar does not just mean to remember up here, it means to verbally remember, it means to mention and to speak about. So Zachar Ace, remember that which Asher Asa Lecha Amalek, that which Amalek did Baderech on the road, B'tzeischa Mitzrayim, when we were leaving Egypt, remember what they did to you, but remember it verbally. So on Shabbos Kodesh, the Chazan, the Baal Koyer, is going to read these psukim, and we are going to use the power of Shemeya Kaina. Hearing something is like saying it, so it's called you is Zoicher it also. The goal is not just to remember, it can't just be mental. Zachreyu b'peh. Zachar has a mashmais that has to be spoken out. The way we're going to speak it out is using the power of Shemeya Kaina. Hearing it's like saying it, so we're going to use that power of Shemeya Kaina. Yes, Aaron? Aaron says the Zachar is Asher Asa Lecha Amalek b'Eretz Mitzrayim. Who said it's once a year? Why isn't that a zechira that you're mechuyev every single day? Mecha tesi, it's once a year. What do you say to that, Rav Ezi, to Aaron's kasha? Aaron asks, why should it be once a year? What do you say to that?
I say that's a good question. And it's somehow Chazal is all forbidden to do it right before him. But he's right. Listen, can I say something?
You already are.
Now? I say it like Aaron's correct in suggesting that at any time of the year, if you, in a Diraisa level, that is, I don't know if you need B'peh, I don't know. But the fulfillment of the Diraisa, of remembering what Amalek did to us, you could do just like you could fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar, Zachar, Shabbos, Kachre, any day of the week. Just like you could fulfill the mitzvah of Montes, Kresi, Yom, Tzitz, Mitzrayim, any time of day. On a Diraisa level, he's right. Why Chazal decided it should be Dafka once a year, Dafka B'peh, Dafka B'sefer, I don't know. But is he right that you could do it?
Yeah, L'chayr. L'chayr, much like Zachar, Siyama, Shabbos, L'kadshay, on, if you call Monday Yom Sheni L'Shabbos, we say the Yom every day. Yom Yom. Today we say Yom Yom Shishi B'Shabbos Shabbat Yalviyim Ayimim. So you got a key of Zachar Siyam Shabbos L'Kadshay.
If you know,
because Shishi is the sixth day.
If you know that it's a mitzvah, if you knew that you're doing a mitzvah,
Dereisas we pask a mitzvah Sfichas Kavana. So if you're having in mind on Dereisas, it's a suffix la'aloch, on Dereisas we're machmir tzviches kavana. So if somebody has in mind, I'm being mekadosh, I'm sanctifying Shabbos by calling shishi shishi, what does it mean? It's the sixth day of from Shabbos, we're counting towards Shabbos. So Rebbezi is saying you have a kiyum. The Rabbanan decided this chiyuv to do once a year. That's a good question. Where they saw that? So Zachar is Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did b'derech on the road when we were leaving Mitzrayim. Shekarcha b'derech. They chanced upon you on the road. Shekarcha b'derech. The word karcha is a very interesting word. They chanced upon us because they absolutely did not chance. It wasn't like a chance meeting. They actually very much didn't chance upon us. They attacked us. The word karcha is used by Hashem to describe their attack. It was an attack of chance. So they chanced us. It wasn't the pshat that they like punked like, hey, they bumped into us. They were going after us. Asher karcha baderech, the word that they bumped into us, they happened to meet us, that was the attack. It was an attack that things are coincidence. That was what they were suggesting. Amalek, who doesn't want a dira b'tachtayin, who doesn't want here that a person could live with Hashem and live with Ashkachas Hashem and live with the Gilui Shechina that exists here. So Amalek, things are just happened, a chance. So Shekarcha Baderech, they chanced you on the road. That was the actual attack, was to give over a sense that things are chance. Is one word of karcha, of one idea of the word karcha. Another idea of that word karcha, which exactly associates with chance, it's not just different translation, krirus, coldness. And coldness is the opposite of a chiyus and a cheshek and a fire of living with that which is important. Living with God is a kriris, is a coldness, a chance, a life devoid of meaning and purpose and eternity. That all's the description of their attack. They chanced us on the road. Vayizane b'cha. Now here is interesting. Vayizane b'cha means a makazanav. They hit us in the tail. Now, what this means, they hit us in the tail, simple pshat is a sneak attack. Vayizanev, because they hit us from the rear, from behind. Vayizanev, a makazanev, to hit from the back. In sports, there's brawls, there's something called a sucker punch. It's a very, like, angering type of thing. Two guys fight, ugly enough to see two guys fight. But one of the worst things you ever want to see is a sucker punch. When a guy came from behind, that's not fair. You didn't give it fair chance. Vayizane b'cha expresses a sucker punch. That they came to our rear. If you're going to fight us head on. They hit us from the zana, from the rear. What's this describing? Simple pshat is Klal Yisrael was walking in the Anane HaKavod. We were very, very protected by the Anane HaKavod. There were Yidden who had Saras, who had spoke Lashon Hara, had done other Averis, and were kicked out. They were not in the Anane HaKavod. The Amalekim attacked them, and that's the next word, Kol HaNecheshalim Acharecha, those that were straggling after us. So who did Amalek attack? Vayizane, they hit us from the rear, a sucker punch, if you will, and they attacked the Necheshalim Acharecha, the stragglers. Now that's very interesting. Amalek wants to attack Klal Yisrael. Why'd they do that? Why did they hit our, and we're especially in remembering what they did to us forever, they attacked the stragglers, the Necheshalim Acharecha, Shui. We need to ponder that. You could learn Amalek's just too weak, and those were the vulnerable ones. That's who they were able to get. To me, if that's all they were able to do, so that would not be part of what we're remembering. That's okay, punk. They attacked us. Beseda, they attacked where they could attack. The Torah records that specifically Vayizane b'cha, they went to attack Makazanav. They went to the rear. That's where they went. Who? Hanechshalim acharecha, the stragglers. The extras, the people, the sinners. That's so interesting. You would think Amalek would attack, would find out who the biggest members of Klal Yisrael are, and they would attack them. If we were Amalek, if you're the enemy of a nation, attack their leaders and the main people. You don't try to take out the weak. It's the weirdest way to, I'm going to hear Bensi's answer, the weirdest way ever to attack a people. If you want to get to a people is find out their most important, their generals, their leaders, and you attack. When Eretz Yisrael wages war against Hamas or any one of these terror organizations, they don't take out like some insignificant guy. They find out who are deemed to be the leaders and they take them out. Amalek's weird. What a weird, and we're going to remember a mitzvah d'oraisa and what they did to us. Who did they attack? HaNechshalim acharecha, the stragglers. What's the deal with these people? Why'd they do that? Such a strange move. Shui, you're asking, what a strange move. Vayizane b'cha. Vayizane b'cha means they tailed you. A makazanev, they hit your tail. Means you're rare. Means the behind Klal Yisrael, the back of Klal Yisrael, they attacked. Who? The stragglers. Hanachsholom acharecha. What? Why'd Amalek do that? What is the pshat here that Amalek did that? That's the kasha. Yair, reasonable question. I think it's important to figure this out. Bensi.
It's not exactly an answer, it's more of a question that's kind of related.
Please.
If some of the Jews already had Saras, why were they like kicked out of the protection, like if they already had like punishment for what they did? Like, why were they left out to like...
Very strong question. Bensi's bothered by that Saras. Why does it put somebody out of the Anane HaKavod? If they have Saras, they should still be protected. Very good question. Very good question. Fair question. I want to think about that. Good question. And Amalek went and attacked those guys. Those guys are the hurt ones. What's going on? Does anybody want to offer an idea why Amalek would attack those guys? The stragglers. I'm not asking why those people got punished. I'm not asking that. I'm asking David, why would Amalek do that? If you attack a nation, attack the best of the nation.
I don't think it matters.
What?
That's where the doubt is.
So Aryeh says intelligent. Aryeh said that's where Amalek could attack. That's where there's makom to be chal. Amalek could attack the Nachshon. They're not chal. It's like missionaries, lahavdil, people trying to get yidden. So our strongest are not penetrable. You can't attack them. That's all who's available is Nachshon Machrecha. Amalek always.
I'm saying weiter. The way to attack the strong people is to attack the weak people.
Explain
that's
that.
That's the way through them. Geisel's one thing, but the strong person, you can't get a direct hit. You can weaken the flank and slowly seep in. That's what happens when you leave inside and a small doubt. That's what brings you back in. That's the way to attack.
I want to talk. I like what he said, Yechiel.
So I think that's what Amalek was. I think Amalek is a nation that attacked the weakest. When did Amalek attack us originally? When we were leaving Mitzrayim, when we were vulnerable because we suddenly escaped, and then suddenly Amalek attacks. That's who Amalek is. Amalek goes after the stragglers, goes after the last people. They know when to attack. They know when people are at their most vulnerable and when feet and when to.
Excellent, Yechiel and Aryeh saying Amalek's a mitzvah of doubt. Amalek's gematria suffik. Amalek's whole point is to challenge the sense, are we the Am Hashem? And the place in is the weak places. That's how any enemy attacks. So it's not just, you know, why don't you get their best? Because you can't touch their best. The place in of Amalek's Nechshalom Acharecha. That's what Aryeh, by saying that, that's Yechiel saying. And once you're in, you're saying also, once you break that weak link, so now you're in already, and then you... I want to share a thought. Aryeh sounds very correct. Aryeh sounds correct. I'm not owning, I know... Please don't take this. This question is what we have. We're learning these parashas. We're about to read this parasha. I'm thinking with the chever. I'm literally thinking with the guys. I wanna just share a thought that occurs to me that sometimes the simplest yid, more than anybody, expresses the value of a yid. Once you add other milas and other things, so Beseder, he's very good. The yid and the most who speaks about the value of the Am Hashem, the essential role of the people, we are the nation of Hashem. Before you add any madregas and milas on, there's a people who were chosen as the Am Hashem. The Nechshalom Acharecha, more than anybody, represent the essence of a Yid. He doesn't have more milas. He's struggling. You can't point to other things. What's him? What's his deal? He's the Am Hashem. Sometimes the thing itself represents, and attacking the Nechshalom Acharecha is there's no essential value. There's no such thing called the Am Hashem. And Amalek, who seeks to disrupt, the Am Hashem wants to attack those that all they have is Am Hashem. So that's where they attack the Nechshalom Acharecha. I wonder that the simple, even the one that's Chutz LaMachna, the one more represents this idea of the Am Hashem, the thing itself without any other extras and additions. What is he? The Am Hashem. It might most represent that idea. So that's something that I thought of and why they attack. I hear certainly what Aryeh and Yechiel are saying.
How could they represent more than Moshe Rabbeinu?
Anytime you add milus, so then, okay, so the chashivus is because of the milus you've built on top of that. But that's the thing itself. I've seen Svarim say this, Ari, by the Aravais on Sukkis. I saw Svarim say this. Because the Aravais is the Yid without Maisim Tovim, and yet at the end we hold just the Aravais. That it represents the thing itself without any extras onto it. I could give visuals and mishalim, but I think there's a. I don't know if it needs. But if you're trying to that, if you're trying to bring down, Amalek brings down Am Yisrael, the nation that is Klal Yisrael, and the value that there's a people that's that represents the Am Hashem. They don't want that here, so then attack that which represents Am Hashem. That's what it is. Its chashivus is Am Hashem. That's what I wonder. I wonder, I don't know, I don't know. It could be more what Arya and Yechiel are saying.
As long as we've departed from Shadam, I love it.
Departed from Shadam? I'm thinking about a question. I struggle with that. It's a dangerous, whenever you're trying to like think, are you saying Pshat, Remez, Rat? A question causes thoughts. That's how when you study Hashem's Torah, here Hashem wants us all to know this fact. He's commanded us to read it. So all of us are going to study the fact that they hit our Nechshalom Acharecha. That's the fact that the people who wanted to attack Klal Yisrael and an attack on Klal Yisrael, what they did is they attacked the rear, the Nechshalom Acharecha. That's the fact. Rashi brings a Chazal. Yes?
Overall, without being like a really good person, like just being a Jew is nothing, like that's not special.
They don't want such a fact called Am Hashem. They don't want a Metzias called He's the nation of Hashem. Hashem chose this people to represent Him here. They don't want that fact. So if you're attacking that fact, attack somebody who's just that, who represents that Am Hashem.
Could be.
They don't want a people. They don't want. This is a Amalek world. They don't want Klal Yisrael. They don't want a nation. That bothersome. There's a people here that Hashem has Dira B'tachtainim. And there's a people here, his banim representing him, teaching the world of his presence here. They don't want that. So you attack somebody who represents his presence here.
Is it right? Like, that was the best way to, like by attacking that, you're attacking, like, the most, that's the most vulnerable, like, that's going to do the most damage?
To this idea of the Am Hashem, I'm claiming it will do the most damage. That's what occurs to me. I don't think it's drash. So I think just in pshat that occurs to me. But nobody's mishubed to this. I don't know. This is what is a fact, is that they attacked the Nachshol Macharecha. That's a fact. That's a pasuk. What their cheshbon was is that who was vulnerable. Like Aryeh says, that's where you could seep doubt in, and from there hope to do more. Like Yechiel and Arya both expressing, according to what I'm saying, that's the best way to attack this Metzias, Am Hashem. The one who all he represents is Am Hashem. Knock him out, take him out.
Maybe here's the angle I'm saying on Arya's pshat, that it could be that what bothers them is maybe they're okay if somebody's flying high and they're there. That I hear. But to see that when you're low, you spill something, that's what they can't stand.
I don't think it's because the jealousy, like why do you count for something? I'm not, if you're saying like that bothers the concept, why do you think you're better? If you're better than us, you're better. But why are you better for doing nothing? Like you did no work. It could be that bothers. I'm saying that the reason that bothers, I agree with you, the guy did no work, but not because like how arrogant of you, I'm special and I did nothing. That there's such a metzius that Hashem chose the people and says, I'm living down here and these are mine, as his way of saying, I live here. That's troubling. That's very, very troubling. The kitzur is, please don't say my pshat at all. For sure know what happened. For sure know what happened, because we're mechoyev to know what happened. how you understand it, you're not just entitled, I beg you. I actually have this frustration and learn svarim on it. I do get frustrated in my own learning. And there's svarim on this. I get frustrated that people don't think. Today, there's a lot of access. So we have access to all the svarim in the world. And I'm not promoting ignorance. Study the svarim for certain, but also think. Please don't do in lieu of thinking. So I'm asking, I have no question in my mind that Hashem wants us to think about this, because this is what we're mechoyev to remember. So whatever thought it brings in you is a very holy thought, because this is what happened, this is what we're supposed to remember. If this just bothers you that they attack the stragglers, what lowlives, and that upsets you, that's a very accurate thought also. Yes, Tubi?
Could it be that it was actually very strategic? Like, Amalek knew they were going to lose, right? Amalek knew they were going to lose. They weren't just going to go and try to attack. They wanted to cause chaos, right? It was like almost recreating the Egel. Like, they wanted to attack like the lowest people, right? That's what happened with the Egel, same thing. And then it would spread like a virus. Like they wanted to cause havoc. They weren't going to like kill them. They were going for more of like a mental thing. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Maybe it was just easier for them. Rebbe, maybe it was just easier for them, and that's just what came first. Like, they just saw the first people, like the stragglers, and they attacked them first.
That's fair. It's even the only one who they could actually get to. That's fair. It's fair. These thoughts are fair. Not just fair, intelligent. Meme's thought, Tuvi's thought, brilliant. And our responsibility is to think about it, because if we're reading these psukim, we're meant to think about it and to come up. By the way, then we study also. We read svarim, and this is how we process. Who was saying something? Shalom?
Bottom line, they were scared. I'm saying we were a pretty scary nation at the time. Like, we just had like a lot of miracles performed to us. So like, we're gonna go in, we might as well like go the weakest point. Like, we're not gonna attack the front. Like, it's pretty dumb.
Mm-hmm. It almost mitigate, though, how upset we are. We're describing like a nation, the evilness of a nation. You're almost like they weren't even, like in a way they were almost, you're making them less scary, less bad, which could be fine. I don't know if that's the terrorist.
I'm saying like their mindset, that was probably what it was. Like they would have, like if they would have attacked the front, they would have gone from like we would have, Tor probably would have said like, okay, they were a dumb nation. Like I'm not like, I'm like, I don't like, they weren't stupid. They were like.
Shalom's describing that this was a very thought out attack, that it wasn't just a suicide.
I imagine you would have had to have been pretty stupid to do it from the front. Like attack us from the front, that would have been like dumb.
I wanna mention Rashi, because we should study Pshat. Vayezani b'cha, we're describing that they attacked the rear, they attacked the stragglers. Rashi says, Vayizani b'cha, medrash, that they attacked bris milah. Vayizani was a makas zanav, is that they was zayrik the milas klap ishmaya. They took the foreskins and threw them to the heavens. Now, you do not have to understand that as literal. As literal, it probably is not literal. But what it's saying, that they attacked the bris milah, is the ice on our body. That's the mitzvah that Amalek despises. Bris milah, the mark on the Jewish body that a yid is a yid and has a connection to Hashem. The ice bris kodesh on our body that says in this physical world a person can be close to Hashem. We have a mark on our body of a yididus, of a friendship with Hashem. That's what Amalek attacks. That's the Vayizanev. According to the way I was explaining why they hit the stragglers, of course, it's not tu pshatim. They're hitting the bris milah, the nechshalom acharecha, it's one. Va'at ayiv yageya, you were worn out and tired. And then is a very important three words, very important three words about Amalek's attack, is v'lo yari aleikim, they did not fear Hashem. Those are very, very important three words, because they punched us and they weren't scared of Hashem. That's the three words that's expressing this was an attack on God. This was not an attack on the Jewish nation. The Jewish nation is the Dira B'tachtonim, is the ones who bring the sense, the truth to the world that Hashem lives here, and a connection to Hashem is Shaykh and is something that we're Zeichet to hear. They attacked us, V'lo Yari Elikim. They weren't afraid of Hashem. This was all an attack on God. V'haya. It will be when Hashem gives you from all your enemies around you, in the land that Hashem gave you as an inheritance to give over to your children. At that point, when you conquer Eretz Yisrael, this is when the mitzvah to remember is always. But when should you act on that memory is when Hashem gives you the land. Timcha Zechra Amalek, at that point, eradicate the remembrance of Amalek mitachas Hashemayim, from under the heavens. Leitishkach, do not forget. That's the mitzvah daraisa at that point. Timcha Zechra Amalek, Rashi says, from man, woman, children, is from the... Rashi brings the shar to the seh, that at that point is to be meicha the shem Amalek. That chiyuv comes when we conquer, when we get Eretz Yisrael. So these are the three psukim that Beis Hashem will read on Shabbos Kodesh, and that's the translation of these three psukim. I wanted to share a thought from the Megillah, an interesting thought from the Megillah. There's a very interesting character in the Megillas Esther who doesn't get much airtime. It's Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We're getting close to Purim. I wanted to give this character a little airtime and tell you a few minutes about this character. My friend Rav Avi Feiner wrote a sefer on the Purim story, and he focused on this character, Charvayna. So I want to share with you very briefly. Just briefly, we don't have so much more time. It is pretty late. So I just want to, for 2 minutes, share Charvayna. Charvayna is a very interesting character. At the end of the Megillah, when we sing the Sheshanas Yaakov, we mention at the end that Chazal tell us it's in Halacha, and we say Begam Charvayna, and also Charvayna Zachar Latayv, remember him for the good. Put him amongst the good guy. Who is Charvayna? And he gets a gam. Didn't have to say gam. Could have said the Charvayna Zachar Latayv, and Charvayna's mentioned the gam. He gets an also Charvayna. Put him with the good guys also. What's Charvayna's deal? Who is Charvayna? Charvayna's mentioned twice in the Megillah. Megillah Esther. At the beginning of the Megillah, he's mentioned as one of the advisors of Achashverosh. And his name is spelled with an aleph at the end. Charvayna with an aleph. At the end, in the seventh parak of the Megillah, he is Johnny on the spot. Charvayna is the hero. When Achashverosh comes back from his walk from his walk, he's very, very upset. Esther Amalka just told him that Haman wants to kill Esther and her people. So Achashverosh goes outside. Let's read the Pesukim.
What page?
It's page. Okay, it's page 658. Va'melech kam b'chamasai. The king gets up in anger, mimishta ayayin, from the wine party, and he goes el gina sabisan. He goes to the garden.
It's talking about Hashem.
He goes to the garden, and then it says in pasuk ches. Vamelech shav migina sabisan. The king comes back from the garden to the base mishdayayin, and Haman is noifel al mit asher Esther le. Haman is falling on the bed, and the melech says, "Agam lichbash samalki imibavayis. Are you trying to capture the king, the queen, in my own house?" Then vayomer Charvayna. Charvayna jumps in and he said, "Echad min asarisim lutnei amelech." One of the servants of the king. He says, there's the tree that Haman made for Mordechai, you spoke good on the king. Is Aymed Bebeis Haman, Gavaya Chamishimama. The king is angry, and he gets the king angry. He says, you know, the tree, he has a tree in his yard, 50 amas high, that he built to kill Mordechai, who did good to you. Remember, so getting the king's anger and jealousy that Haman's out to get him. And he says that, remember, Mordechai was good to you. Asher dibur tov al ha-melech, he built a tree. Vayomer ha-melech tlu alav. And Ahasuerus says hang Haman on it. So Harvina sticks in that line that Haman wants to kill Mordechai, who's Dibur Toiv al HaMelech, to get Ahasuerus further angry at Haman, and the Melech says Tlulav. So that's Harvina. If you notice, Ilan, the second time Harvina is spelled with a hey, it actually changes the spelling. The first time the Megillah, he's Harvina with an Aleph. The second time he's with a hey, Harvina with a hey. It changes the spelling. Very interesting. What my friend wants to claim, Rav Avi Fine wants to claim, the Gemara tells us that Harvina, it's actually Gemara Tefzvav Mesechtas Megillah, the Gemara says that Harvina originally was one of the co-conspirators together with Haman and Ahasuerus. Mm-hmm. He actually was a bad guy who wanted to destroy the Jews. The way Pashtus, how did Chazal know that? So Chazal of Ruach HaKodesh, but they always find it in Pshat. The way Aryeh Chazal knew L'chayr Harvina was bad is how did he know such details about the eights that Haman made for Mordechai? Mm-hmm. He said he knew too many details. This Harvina says he made, Haman made a Mordechai, it's Oymed Bebeis Haman Gavaya Chamishim Amma. What, he measured it? 50 amos tall. He measured it. He was too aware of the details. It could be that's where Chazal got it from. But Chazal say that at first, Harvina was a co-conspirator. He's one of the bad guys. And Harvina, in an instant, did tshuva. Harvina did tshuva. He went from being a co-conspirator, part of the Gzeira to destroy... What caused him to do tshuva, we're not told. But Harvina did tshuva. No, and at this moment, when it was a tshuva, my friend wanted to claim, what?
What was the tshuva that got him out of that?
He caused, he tried to, he was involved in getting Ahasuerus mad at Haman.
You're asking?
Aaron?
The winner picker.
Yeah, the bandwagon.
But remember, it wasn't over yet. He's a part of the success here. His line, Ahasuerus could be, would have calmed down. Ahasuerus came back. Maybe relaxed a little, and Harvina made sure that the rage stayed. And he said he built. So Harvina at that moment was a very crucial moment, and he made a decision to help end Haman. Now, could be he saw things changing. That's possible. But the mitzvah is that he did tshuva. Now, I wanna say something. So Harvina, that's Chazal. That's not my friend. Chazal say that Harvina originally was a co-conspirator. Here he did tshuva. My friend wants the taina, that's the aleph and the hay. That's his claim. The hay in the name, we know that there's two, it's interesting that there's two people in Shas. There's somebody called a Tana called Ben Haye and Ben Bagbag. Ben Haye, what's this name? Haye. The Marsha says Ben Haye was a Baal Tshuva. He was a ger, a convert. He became, and he's called Hey Hey. It means a Ben Sarah and Avram Avinu. Avram and Sarah both got a Hey added to their names. Sarah was Sarai, became Sarah. Avram, Avraham. So Ben Hey Hey, since he did tshuva, all gerim are considered Ben Avram and Sarah, the first gerim. So he's called Ben Hey Hey. Ben Bagbag also, Bagbag Beis Gimel is Hey Hey. So Ben Bagbag, some say it's the same person. We don't assume it's the same person, but the same reason, they're both Gerim, and they're called the Ben Avram and Sarah, Ben Haye. So
Bag
that's Bagbag, Beis Gimel. Ben Bagbag Omer is a Tana, and he's called Ben Bagbag. He was a Ger, so he's called Ben Avram and Sarah, Ben Haye, the Hayes. Now, if you're wondering why the Hay, why Hay represents Tshuva, that's very cool, actually. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Behi Baram, the world was created with a Hay. Why was it created with a Hay? Because Rishayim fall out the bottom, so Frech, the Gemara, created with a Ches. Says the Gemara, the Hay is you can climb back in. So the ice hay represents tshuva. The ice hay represents that you could fall out, you do averus, and come back in. So the very ice hay represents tshuva. Avram and Sarah, when they reached higher madrigas, were given a hay, and two gerim were called ben hay hay. They were given the hay. Said my friend, Rav Avi Feiner Shlita, remarkably that Chavayna's name is changed from an aleph to a hay. He's given that hay when he does tshuva here. He's given the hay. Very, very cool that early in the Megillah it's spelled Harvina with an aleph, and later it's with a hay. He's given that hay, and Gerim Bali Tshuva are called Ben Bagbag, Ben Haye, Avram and Sarah get the hay. He's given the hay, Harvina. says Gam Charvayna Zachar LaTayv. Gam Charvayna, the Gam, is at first he was a co-conspirator. Charvayna was distant. The Gam Charvayna Zachar LaTayv, and also Charvayna, who at this moment recognized Hashem and discovered Hashem and stood up. Gam Charvayna, also Charvayna is included LaTayv. That's the Gam. Hagam, that he was first part of the conspiracy, but at the end he joined the right side. Gam Charvayna Zachar LaTayv. Charvayna also is mentioned LaTayv.
Maybe, how do we even know he's a co-conspirator? Maybe he just overheard Haman bragging about making the...
Enoch Rami. Chazal say, I know it from a Gemara. Chazal, I hear what you're asking. Maybe he says, maybe at other ways he was a good estimator, he knew the size of trees, or maybe he overheard somebody say it. Could be the smach that since it says Chamish Mama, that he knew such details of it, that Chazal saw that he was part of the conspiracy. But that's for sure that Chazal say Charvayna was part of the conspiracy. Gam Charvayna Zachar LaTayv. We remember Charvayna LaTayv also. He joined us. And he joined the right side. He was a Baal Tshuva, Gam Charvayna. Charvayna also, Zachar LaTayv, he also must be mentioned for the good. He also now in seeing and doing this Tshuva. Even Aaron says it was a shtickle front-runner Tshuva. Maybe that's part of the Gam. Like, a big deal, you did Tshuva now. Like, everything's turning. Gam Charvayna, even under the good reasons to do Tshuva, I don't know the exact level of Tshuva, but Gam Charvayna, Lemaisa at the end, that he joined, is Charvayna Zachar LaTayv. Charvayna himself is mentioned LaTayv also. Is also mentioned LaTayv. So that's the Gam Charvayna. Isn't that a beautiful shtickle, Rav Ezi?
Yeah. I'll say. That was a shtickle comes post, but...
What you mean? That was
sick.
It's Friday. Well, she got fired.
Maybe Chazal derives that from the olive switching to the hay.
That my friend said pshat.
So where does Chazal?
That he was good. At the
end, he was a co-conspirator.
No, they doesn't say. They don't say where they get it from. Chazal say it's a Gemara Megillah. They was a co-conspirator. We're claiming because he knew the details, but it doesn't say. It just says that he was a co-conspirator. My friend wants to say that's the olive to the hay. Originally had an olive. Tesvav and Megillah. Daf Tesvav, if I remember correctly. And as he wears the Gemara, that Charvayna was one of the bad guys, Daf Tesvav. We could check it out.
And look at the word Gam just means that he's a bad guy. Gam, even.
Even Charvayna suggests that it wasn't so Pashut, right? According to this, that's Pashut, the Gam is. What were you saying, Rav Ezi?
The information that he had, could it be because he was one of the Yeshiv Shnei Melech in the beginning? In the first capital.
Therefore what?
So that's why he knew the information. That's why he knows what's.
That's what Maymay's asking. Maymay said, "How do you don't know? You don't see he was bad. Maybe he just knew that he was around." Yeah.
And any hawker would find out.
He
that.
Knew.
No. That
what
was it?
What'd you say?
Everything. Everything that you're saying.
Yeah. It wasn't just the height. He even knew that he built it. How does he know? How do he know his plans? He built it. It was a private thing. He built it to kill Mordechai. He was part of it. Chazal for sure. Yeah, it means he was part of the conspiracy. What'd you say?
We always want to hear more.
Mm-hmm.
Aryeh Barnett's father asked me a question that I thought is so on point and many years. And I'm going to end with this question, to end with a question that Purim, we all know that Chazal make takanas, and there's a principle around Shas. Well, called the takon Rabbanan, ke'en daraisa tikun. Whenever the Rabbanan make a takana, it mirrors how Hashem works. And in Purim, they so veer from what's done before that they make a yomtiv different days for different yidden. It's so confusing. In America, here, we don't live with this because all of us are going to have Purim Monday night, Tuesday. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, it confuses the brains out of guys if you're not used to it. Because in Yerushalayim, Purim will not be Monday night, Tuesday. It will be Tuesday night, Wednesday. You're all confused. Your parents have Purim, not Purim. And what we call Shushan Purim here in walled cities celebrate Purim. Now, the reason there's a different day practically is all the day every other place fought on the 13th and rested Monday night, Tuesday, and celebrate Purim then. The walled city of Shushan had many more enemies in the city, and they fought an extra day. They had more people to kill, Haman's cronies, more Amalekim. So they fought on the 13th and 14th and rested on the 15th. So walled cities, to commemorate the walled city of Shushan, all walled cities in the world. Now, Yerushalayim was walled to be Mais Yeshua. Any city that was walled in the day of Yeshua imitates the city of Shushan and celebrates Purim on the 15th. Non-walled cities celebrate on the 14th. That is bizarre. At the point that there was still wars left to be fought, all of Klal Yisrael could have celebrated when everybody was safe. You're safe the 14th, celebrate the 14th. You're safe 15th, and we commemorate different days. It's bizarre. Now, anybody might ask, Yontiv Sheni. Yontiv Sheni Shel Golias. Every Yontiv has that. That's a tremendous mistake. The 2 days Yontiv and Chutz La'aretz have to do that we're unsure. It has to do with Sveika de Yoma. We all celebrate the same day. We have a suffix, what's the 15th? But we celebrate the same day. There is no, I don't think you'll find the likes of this, Momo, in the Torah. It's hard to find the likes of this in the Torah, that Chazal took all of Klal Yisrael, there was a gzeir of destruction, and said half of you, or most of you, celebrate the 14th, and you celebrate the 15th. Bizarre. Very, very bizarre. It adds to the intrigue. For anybody who, that kasha, if it doesn't bother you, it doesn't bother you. I think it's bizarre. There's just no... Chazal mirror what they've seen. They don't call the Takim Rabbanan Kein D'Oraisa Tikun. What is this? Now, there are cities that have their own little celebrations who have Nisim have happened to them. But this was Xeris Kli against Kol Yisrael. At the point, not everybody was safe yet, so wait. And when we all got saved, let's celebrate. Nope. You guys celebrate 14th and 15th. If it adds to the question, you don't need this for the question because the question stands alone. If it adds to the question, the whole day is a day of Achdus. Amalek wants to attack the unity of Klal Yisrael. That the Gra says they want to attack Achdus Yisrael because the source of our Achdus is we're Banim Lashem. And they attack Achdus on the Chag that's meant to celebrate unity. Shalach Manas, Matanas of Yainim. I have a great idea. Celebrate on different days. It seems especially remarkable that a Chag that's all about Am Echad, K'nais Kol HaYehudim, and we celebrate the Chag on two different days, that is intriguing. That's food for thought. So that's the question of Aryeh Barnett's Tata. Is very troubled. Does he like us? He told you his question? Oh, for years, for years. Oh, the question is extremely intelligent because I just think it's a good question. It's unusual. If you don't find any parallel to this, you know, there's no such thing. It's funny, there's no such thing by Kriyas Yamsev. When the last he had saved, this Kriyas Yamsev, not like different days. Well, most of you got saved today. The last guys got out a little late. When Klal Yisrael gets saved, we have a day of celebration. Purim was divided that the walled cities celebrate remembering Shushan, which wasn't safe yet for another day. You celebrate the 15th. Non-walled cities remember that Sol of the rest of Klal Yisrael celebrate the 14th. It's unparalleled. That
Did
doesn't.
We all do it on the 15th.
We all do it on the 15th. You found it?
Yeah.
You found the Gemara?
Yeah, the Gemara is right here.
I'm proud of you. And you, this Gemara with Chavreina?
I mean, it's Tezbar. I'm not sure.
Here's Harvina. Okay, I owe you to find it. I owe you to find it. Revezi, do you remember his Tesvav, Tesayan? Yeah.
So that's where it would be towards the end of the whole night.
17.
16.
17. Folio 4.
Exactly. What line?
The Gemara that he first was part of the conspiracy.
Oh, so maybe it's still in the first paragraph? No.
Okay, I gotta find it. Let's finish up here, but I do owe you to find it. Yeah. Very good. Okay, that's a question. If that question, we have a couple of days to ponder. The Nechshalom Acharecha, you have 24 hours to ponder. I thank the guys. What time is Mincha?
Now.
Revezi's Minyan will definitely be now. Does anybody know when candle lighting is?
No.
Mincha
is 5:25.
5:25. Candle lighting 5:43 is Shkia. So Mincha will be 5:30. 5:30 Mincha. Thank you, Nachum. See you later. Yankee fan.